Hello and welcome to Blank Pages, the podcast, a podcast for people who appreciate the new beginnings of a clean slate, but they strive for the courage, willingness, curiosity, and creativity available only on the blank pages of possibilities. It's the potential to move beyond, move forward, where people are willing to make new decisions from fresh perspectives and are ready to write in a much better way. The world is waiting and nothing listens better than a blank piece of paper. So welcome to, this is episode, I believe, 20. I'm getting these numbers all jacked up. So it's 19, listen, it's going to be, it's 19, 20, or 21, right? So it's, I believe it's 20. So it'll be correct in the, obviously in its placement and in the show notes. Anyways, I've been having some really cool conversations and my mind is like all over with some really cool, small, but yet important just pieces of information that I think are so useful for our lives. So that's what I want to do. I want to take some weeks and just kind of just take some very simple, but yet fascinating and very, I think, robust and profound and deeply meaningful truths that we could put to work and help ourselves. So first, before we go, I just want to say thank you. Or before I go any further, thank you for listening and subscribing to the show. If you haven't done so already, please do so where you listen to your favorite podcasts, Spotify, it could be Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, any of those. Let me think, I think it's on, I don't know. There's a whole list of them. I need to put those in the show notes. So I got to remind myself to do that. But you can just click there, subscribe to the show. And if you would also like to go to Instagram at Tim Pecoraro, when you're in Instagram, go to my bio link, click there. You can find all the shows there. That's the quickest way to get there and all the links to it, but also resources. And I love giving things away and I've got a whole bunch that I'm working on more free stuff. So if you're interested in learning how to put some tools and things together in your life, like having some ways to do new things better and, you know, blah, 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 stuff like that. I might have some things for you. So click on there. You can join a newsletter as well. And in that newsletter, I will send you recaps of what I'm covering in the podcast, just overview, things like that, and also anything that's new and forthcoming. Also, don't forget that if you have not gotten a copy of Flit Learns to Fly, you can get a copy of that as well. It's on that link in my Instagram bio. I'm loving it. I got some people reading it and posting some things, and it's pretty cool and it's fun. And I also have had some parents who have read the book, and it's pretty cool what they're saying about it for themselves and what they're having to remind themselves of. Anything that you can do to encourage a young person, I think it's great. So if it's writing a book like I did, do it. If it's helping with a sport or an activity, do that. If it's just to be a friend or a neighbor or a helper to a family that shows just care towards children, hey, do it. Get involved. So moving forward for today, I've been having these great and fascinating conversations with folks. And in the conversations, I love when there is something that is said, some sort of truth or piece of information that they drop in the conversation that just opens up into a whole world of discovery. I'm not saying you leave the conversation by chasing whatever thing that was said. It's just the thing that was said and how it opens up that conversation. And so I've been discovering a lot of these little things, things that are said, and it opens up the conversations, and they're phrases or just very simple statements that are having tremendous and profound impact for finding direction, problem solving, improving things, you name it. I mean, there's some pretty cool stuff. But so literally as of even not shortly or prior to me hitting record today, I had a whole nother thing I wanted to talk about, but I was like, you know, I'm going to do this because it's one of those things that popped up. And it's around this idea of show and tell. And that's what this is about, just show and tell. And just thinking about being a kid and show and tell, and I remember, so being born, you know, doing show and tell, I would have been in like in the 70s for me. So yeah, think about mid 70s, early 70s, show and tell. You know, and we didn't have a lot of things. We didn't have a lot of stuff, but we learned show and tell was, it's not just possessions only, it's other things. It could be a picture, it could be so many different things. What is show and tell? And so show and tell was something that you get to choose, right? You choose what you're going to bring in and show and then tell about. You have to know what it is that you are going to show. You're going to find something and then you're going to say, okay, and then I'm going to tell about it. So you want to say, you know, what is important to me? What do I want to show? Like, and what kids will do is they'll choose things that mean something to them to show and tell. I mean, and that's what they want. And all kids, there's something that they have that's important. Little kids hold on to stuff. I mean, little kids hold on to t-shirts and they hold on to teddy bears and they hold on to, I mean, they could be a coin, it could be a shell, it could be, who knows what it is that they're holding on to and what it means to them. And there's something that if they were to bring it in, if it was show and tell, they'd bring it in and say, here's what it is, this is what it is. And then we'll tell you about it. And then it's left and the room's going to respond. There are three things. There's the show and tell. There's three things that I want to kind of put out there. Is there's a thing that you choose that it's your opportunity to show and tell. And then there will be, once again, at the end of that, some sort of response. And I think about the thing that you would pick to show and tell about. And so I started thinking, if we could get better at show and tell, like with kids, because we make a lot of decisions based on show and tell. And it's not an organized thing in class. It's not just the kindergarten setting where they go, okay, class, tomorrow or next week, we're doing show and tell on Wednesday. Take this piece of paper home and share that with your parents so that you bring in your favorite, whatever. It's not just that. Life is show and tell. When you walk into a room, like, you have curated a whole bunch of stuff that you're taking from your house and you're stepping out into the world with. You're about to go into the world to show. So every day we're curating stuff and we're picking things up that we're going to take out into the world to show. However you dress, it's however, I mean, all those things. So you have to determine what matters to you, what's important to you, because you have to understand that every day is show and tell, and we need to get better at doing that. We need to get better at showing and telling and not so much in just hiding and avoiding, but just show and tell. Now, I'm not talking about showing other people's stuff and telling about other people's stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, the world is really good at that. I'm talking about what we're going to bring into the picture. What are you bringing into the space? What are you bringing into the conversation? What are you bringing into the room? What are you bringing in that's going to be, you know, something that even, I don't know, it makes you vulnerable, puts you at risk a little bit. So when it comes to picking a thing, so remember I said there's three things about the show and tell that I want to cover. Number one is, you know, what you choose to show. So even if you're trying to hide stuff, you're choosing to show something, because whatever is not coming out, you're still showing up with something. So that is what you're choosing. So what's the story behind that? If somebody were to ask you the way you show up every day and you walk into the room and they were to ask you, tell me about what you're showing me. And if you're not showing up as your complete and total self, how do you tell? What's the story behind if that's not really you? What's the story behind it? What do you tell? What's the value? So that's what I'm saying. What are you showing every day? Is it worthwhile? Is it valuable? Is it inspirational? Does it edify? Does it educate? Does it motivate? I mean, you know what I mean? Does it support? Does it help to increase? Does it expand? Does it adapt? Like, these are like all the things that when I think about show and tell, even from as a kid. And so what you go through as a child, you come in, you bring in your toy, you show your toy, and everybody's like, and here's the whole story behind it. And then people respond to it. And see, and what we do is kind of like all the things in life that we experience that sometime in our life, we have some sort of disappointment with, you know, so, you know, we all have some sort of show and tell that doesn't go well, in our life. It always happens. You put something out there into the world, you tell the room this story, and it's met with maybe disapproval or people not, I mean, just whatever it is that can really be a hindrance or hurt us in the future with ever showing and telling again. And how tragic that is. So we pick a thing. We wake up every day to show and tell. We pick a thing that we're going to show and tell, even if we're not describing it literally, but what we're doing is daily. That's what we're doing. There's a story being told with what you're showing. There's something that's being told as well. Even if it's left up to perception, there is a telling component to it. It's revealing something. It's telling worth. It's telling value. It's telling whether it can build up, edify. It's saying whether or not it does educate or inspire. It's saying whether it will multiply for the better or not. Like, it's still saying, it's still, there's something with it. So whatever it is you bring in. And that's the thing, we judge other people's showing. And that's this part of the response. So when I'm talking about you choose something and that's what you show, when you do show and tell, a kid wants to bring something into the room and show it and tell about it. And they're hoping everybody's going to be excited about that. But then you run into those times that you bring something in, it's important to you, and it's worth something. There's a story behind it, and you tell the story behind it and why it's important to you, and people kind of don't understand it or they don't like it. That's where you've got to remember that no matter what the world responds like, you still have to understand what it is that you chose to show and tell and what it means to you, because not everyone is always going to embrace what it is that you're showing and what it is that you're telling. And then don't run and try to always show what it is you think everyone wants to see. Don't always have to show what you feel everyone else has had success with showing. What it is that you have that's important. What is your story? What is the thing that means something to you? And whatever that is, anything in proximity, what does it mean to you? Why do you have that thing? What does it mean to you? Learn to define that so that we can do show and tell a little better. Because we're beyond kindergarten, right? But life every day is an opportunity for another introduction. It's another opportunity for another connection. It's another opportunity for us to get things realigned or to reshape things, to improve stuff, to build better. And there's a show and tell. Like, what are you bringing out? What are you going to show me here? And what are you telling me? And then we want to get better also responding, knowing that just like in show and tell, a kid can come in with just a dirty coin that was given to them from someone in their family. And another kid can come in with, I don't know, a club that someone who won the Masters, a golf club, won the Masters with, you know, recently or something. And the kid tells a story and they were there and they witnessed that putt and say it was a great putt and this whole story. And so for some kids, that has more magic to it, that putter and that kid's holding it, and it was with this club, and he did, and maybe the story was even better. But to that kid holding that dirty coin, that doesn't change its significance and value. So we've got to get better at also listening to that as people, knowing that if we want to do things better, if we want to be better at being human, then we're going to have to also be people who understand what it means to leave space and room for the dirty coin that's got the story. That also becomes a part of everything else that's being shared in the room and in the world. So let's remember show and tell is important, and everybody needs to be able to do that. Let's remember the motives and the motivation behind what it is that you're showing and telling. Why is it important? What do you want to do to use that to build people up, to edify, to help people maybe get to improve their vision or to get things moving in a better direction? So each one of us can play a part in that. And take some time to maybe ask someone, if you could go and grab something and show me and tell me about it, what would that be? Hey, that's an idea. Get a friend group together. And do show and tell. That'd be cool. Everybody bring something fun, something that means something, whatever it is, show it and tell. do it around a meal, have some fun with it, and maybe share your experience. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you and your time, and I hope that you can find more things to show and tell, and also be a person who responds in such a great way when others do the same. So until next time, we'll talk soon.